PWDA News, January issue 2. A message from the President. We're getting organized to participate in tribute Mardi Gras parade. If you'd like to march with us, or help out at our float building day on 14th of February, please get in touch by 29th of January. You can email PWD at pwd.org.au with a few sentences about why you want to be part of our 2020 float, or call 1-800-422-015 and ask for the Mardi Gras coordinator. I hope to see lots of you there. David Abello, PWDA. Latest news. Two important documents were released this week. In New South Wales, the ADN Disability Commission has completed a review into disability advocacy services and funding reasons. An accessible version of the report, along with an easy-read guide explaining the review and recommendations, is available. Nationally, we've seen a large amount of media attention wrap a TUNE review, an independent report looking at improvements that can be made to the NDIS Act to make the NDIS work better for people with disabilities. We're quoted in The Guardian, Sydney Morning Herald, and Frontline News, and you may have seen our Director of Policy and Advocacy, Romola Hollywood, talking about this on TV and radio. You can read our joint media release with Children and Young People with Disability Australia on our website. For more on our thoughts about the TUNE review and what needs to happen next for the NDIS to put people with disability at the centre, check out this Facebook post. There have also been recent revelations that more than 1,200 people have died while waiting for support after applying to the NDIS. Read more on our blog. Another recent PWDA media release, together with Ideas, Dinner and Inclusion Australia, talks about the importance of disability inclusion in bushfire preparation, response and recovery plans. Our bushfire link roundup can be found on our blog. Do you have a product or service that might be of interest to people with disabilities? We're opening up a newsletter to notice paid advertisers. Click here to access our media kit or email comms@pwd.org.au to find out more. Finally, Benjamin Lord's Coal Classic fundraiser for PWDA in memory of Stella Young has hit $5,000 and is still going strong at number 2 on the Coal Classic leaderboard. Ben swims the Coal Classic every year to honour Stella's work and advocacy and raise money to help us continue that legacy. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-99. Have your say. SANE Australia's National Stigma Report Card Project will examine for the first time how Australians living with complex mental illness experience a range of issues across a comprehensive domain criterion, including housing, education, employment, health services, and media representation to help drive positive change. A National Stigma Report Card will be created from a comprehensive survey of 7,000 Australians living with complex mental illness about the experiences of their journey. This is the largest survey of its kind conducted in Australia to date. Click here to find out more and take the survey. Children and Young People with Disability Australia, CIDA, are conducting a survey about the experiences of young people with disability after school and would like to hear from young people with disability who are over the age of 15 about their post-school transition. If you would like to complete the survey, you can find it here. The Disability Royal Commission has released an issues paper on the criminal justice system. They are calling for responses by 20th of March about prisons and forensic mental health facilities where forced treatment, seclusion, solitary confinement, and other restrictive practices such as physical, chemical, and mechanical restraints may be used. The DRC is also still looking for responses to their issues paper on group homes until 28th of February. You can find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. Opportunities. People with Disability Australia is still looking for a full-time individual advocate based in Queanbeyan. Applications close at 9 a.m. on Thursday, 30th January. We are also now hiring an operations and administration manager, for which applications close at 9 a.m. on Thursday, 13th February. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply. Find out more on our website. ABC Regional is seeking to champion emerging voices in the disability community in rural and regional Australia. They're looking for 2 people with disability to spend 3 months working in an ABC Regional station, developing your ability to create high-quality, compelling content for a variety of ABC platforms based on your own content idea. You will be supported with a bespoke mentoring experience based on location needs and goals. Find out more from ABC Careers. Applications close 2nd of February. Melbourne University is hiring a full-time research assistant to interview NDIS participants and find out why not everyone's plans end up being used effectively. Applications close 28th of January. People with disability are encouraged to apply. More details on the Melbourne Uni website. Council for Intellectual Disability is hiring 2 full-time inclusion project officers to lead 2 projects aiming to build decision-making skills and capacity of people with intellectual disabilities. Applications closed. Close of business, 24th January. Find out more at Ethical Jobs. Vision Australia is running an NDIS-funded youth leadership program starting February for young people aged between 14 and 18 years. The program seeks to enable future leaders to develop skills that will help them to set and achieve their goals and get the best vocational outcomes. Expressions of interest are now open. Connect with people with disabilities. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing ad space and PWD newsletters. Community announcements. IDEAS have recently launched a bushfire crisis exchange website for people with disabilities to donate or find accessible disability equipment and related non-perishable consumables. If you have spare equipment to donate or lend, or you're in a bushfire-affected area and need supplies, check out the eBility website. Advocacy for Inclusion have a 10-minute podcast series about supported decision-making. Check it out to learn more about this important type of disability support. As Valentine's Day is fast approaching, Canva is on a mission to develop a more diverse and inclusive photo library that truly represents all couples, including couples where one or both people have a disability. If you'd like to participate, email l@canva.com. New South Wales Health recently made a set of resources to enhance access to end-of-life and palliative care information for multicultural communities and people with disabilities, with input from organisations from our sector. These include easy read resources and online videos. Latest disability news. From ABC News, National Disability Insurance Scheme review reveals many have frustrations with the bureaucracy. From The Age, man denies trying to punch officers before alleged assault by police. From the Disability Support Guide, audio description services set to go live in July for ABC and SBS. From the Canberra Times, NDIS ruling leaves people with disabilities stuck at home. Sign up for PWDA's daily media roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. You can find us online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter at pwdaustralia, on Facebook at pwd.australia, and on Instagram at pwdaustralia. Thanks for listening. See you next time.